Regarding COVID-19, face masks, vaccines, all related ideas, Monmouth University poll released a survey of New Jersey residents on these issues this past week. Just under half, 48% of New Jersey voters say the state's schools should be fully open for in-person instruction in the fall. 39% say they should have a mix of in-person and remote instruction. Only 8% said they should be fully remote. That's among people overall. If you focus just on people with kids under the age of 18, rather than voters overall, 53% say schools should be fully in-person, which is down, by the way, from 61% in May. 40% prefer a hybrid model. That's up from 31%. And 6% want full remote instruction. That's about the same compared to Maine. It was 7% in that survey. Two-thirds are registered voters, 67%, and parents specifically, 69%, support the requirement that students, teachers, and staff in the schools in New Jersey wear face masks this year. In terms of possible vaccine mandates, a little bit of a different story. Just over half of all voters, 53%, would approve of requiring kids age 12 and older to be vaccinated in order to attend school in person. Just under half, 45%, support the same requirement for school children under 12 if there is a vaccine authorized for that age group anytime soon. Now, getting into parents specifically, a little bit less support for these ideas. 44% approve of requiring vaccines for middle and high school age group. 39% would support that requirement for younger kids. We have 62% of New Jersey voters supporting reinstituting general face mask and social distancing guidelines, 35% opposed to that. Looking at the political demographic breakdown, 86% of Democrats are in favor of the idea, 58% of independents. Republicans, only 28%. 43% of voters are very concerned about a family member getting seriously ill from COVID. That's up a bit from May, 37%. Still, a lot more voters, 51%, say New Jersey's been doing better than other states in handling the pandemic. 17% say that New Jersey's done worse than other states. Which probably means those are the people who think that Florida's doing a bang-up job. And currently, 79% of New Jersey voters report getting at least one COVID vaccine dose. Another 2% plan to get it as soon as possible. Well, it's been a lot later than soon. And 5% still waiting for other people to get vaccinated to see how it goes. 1 in 10 voters, that's 10% if you can't do math this time of the day, say they will never get the vaccine if they can avoid it. No, you'll be avoiding gainful employment, but we wish you best in your future endeavors. Level of outright opposition to the vaccine by New Jersey voters, that's actually dropped slightly from 14% in May and is lower than the national figure. That's about 16% overall. You know, there's not that many anti-vaxxers. I think they have a good number when you look at the nation population, say 16%, but they're a fortunately quickly shrinking minority. Republicans, 18%, independents, 12%, are more likely than Democrats, 3%, to be in the anti-vaxxer group, although the number has declined among all those political demographics since May. Maybe this is the moment, finally, that the anti-vaxxers have long been in need of. After all this time of their wallowing in conspiracies, maybe the realities of our mandates of having to choose getting the vaccine or losing a job may convert a lot more of the anti-vaxxers. We can certainly hope.